This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Here on these USA radio networks, lots of great news in Trump land again, as usual. Another great day in Trump land. First of all, Donald Trump today, once again, takes Wayne Root's advice. Not only was I the guy who recommended the national security emergency to build the wall, but I'm also the guy who wrote the commentary that appeared all over the United States and in newspaper columns all over the United States called Democrats are border deniers, open border deniers, border disaster deniers. I used multiple sayings, but all of them came back to border deniers. What does Trump say today? Trump says Democrats are border deniers. Trump tweeted out the Democrats are border deniers. I'm telling you, I've said this for a long time. Trump is following my Twitter account, and I tweet out 20 things a day at Real Wayne Root, and they all seem to come out of Donald Trump's mouth. Within a day or two or three or sometimes, like in this case, within a month of my doing them, he's talking about them. Nobody else made up that saying but me, border deniers. And what did I say? I listed all the things they're denying, death and crime and drugs and human trafficking. What does Trump say? They refuse to acknowledge the death, crime, drugs and human trafficking at the southern border. I think that's hilarious. I mean, it's like word for word my column. And, of course, not only did I tweet that column out, but I sent it to the White House. And Trump's quoting exactly from it. Good stuff. Trump also tweets veto today after the Senate votes to block his border emergency declaration. And what did I tweet out? Good news. Two things are going to come of this. He's going to veto their asses. And he's the star. And the American people want the wall. And they want the emergency declaration. And he's going to be a hero. And they're all going to be fools and clowns. Anyone who voted against it. And number two, we finally get a chance to see for sure who the rat fink traitor rhinos are. And now we know who the rat fink traitor rhinos are. Any Republican that voted against Trump's national security emergency declaration is a rat fink rhino. And you know who the king of the rat fink rhinos is? Mitt Romney. God, do I hate this human being. Here's a good headline from Gateway Pundit, awful, skunk Mitt Romney to vote against Trump's emergency declaration. And that's what he is, a skunk, a Trump-bashing, never-Trumper skunk, Mitt Romney, votes against Trump's emergency declaration. Unbelievable. I think the number now is 12 Republicans voting against it. And it's a disgrace, and every one of them is a skunk and a traitor, with the exception of Mike Lee and Rand Paul. Mike Lee and Rand Paul are such strong constitutionalist, libertarian conservatives. They blindly cannot see beyond this. They think if they vote for it, Democrats will use the same thing to hurt us in the future. Well, Wayne Root has a surprise for you. Knock, knock, knock. Are your brains home? Democrats are going to do it anyway, you morons. Unbelievable. You can't be this dumb and to not believe that the first Democrat that gets in office will use a national security emergency to try and demand climate change or black reparations or whatever it is they think is the communist emergency of the day. They're going to do it anyway. So we might as well rule the same way they rule. Push them around the same way they push us around. Other big news. Governor Gavin Newsom of California signs a moratorium to halt the death penalty. You know what I find interesting about that? These Democrats are such frauds and such pieces of garbage. Yeah, quote me. Wayne Root says Gavin Newsom's a piece of garbage. Nice, handsome man, big smile, beautiful wife, beautiful kids. And what does he really support? Sanctuary state where nice people are murdered every day by illegal aliens, and he won't send them home. And he won't let ICE detainers matter. So a guy murders a woman, that woman, Bambi Woods, murdered in Northern California because liberals like Gavin Newsom and Jerry Brown would not allow the ICE detainer. They wouldn't let you, the police, local or state police, hand over the criminals to the ICE authorities and therefore deport them out of the United States. Or at least put them in jail for the rest of their lives. But no, you can't do that. They'd rather abolish ICE. They'd rather warn the criminals that ICE is coming so an ICE agent could be killed. And they'd rather let American citizens die. And they want every baby to be murdered, even at the moment of birth or beyond. It doesn't bother them in the slightest. Mass murder of babies. But God forbid you murder a murderer. You put to death a murderer. They can't take that. I mean, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. Killing babies the moment of birth or after they're born. But you have a problem with killing a murderer. Oh, you're really pro-woman and pro-child. How about when murderers kill women and children? You don't want a murder. You don't want them killed. You don't want the state to give them the death penalty. But you don't mind the children being murdered at birth by a mother and her doctor. And then the other big news story of the day, Ocasio-Cortez had to weigh in on the college cheating scandal that I think is huge, that I really think is huge. But this scandal isn't about rich people. It's got nothing to do with rich people. It's got to do with rich, privileged liberals with white guilt. That's why they've got white guilt. I met them all at Columbia. I went through this yesterday. They got white guilt because their mommies and daddies paid for them to go to college. Bribed people to get them into college. They didn't deserve it. They all knew it. That's why liberals always have white guilt. She said it's all about rich people. It's always rich people trampling. Rich people this and rich people that. First of all, if it were about rich people, how do you explain the fact that the richest people and the richest billionaires and the richest stars in Hollywood had to bribe their children's way into the top colleges? If America's a country that's all about rich people getting their way, then how come rich people have to spend millions of dollars to bribe their kids to get a slot in college? You think a celebrity and a rich person's kid could get into college in a second, a billionaire's kid in a second. But evidently you can't, which just goes to show you America is a great country and America is fair. So that's number one. Cortez, you're a moron. Number two, she, you know, tweeted out how, you know, rich people get away with everything and rich people are terrible. So she's really concerned about crime. So here's my response to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez today on Twitter. Hey, AOC, what this cheating scandal is like is Democrats allowing illegals to live in sanctuary cities and Democrats allowing them to collect billions in welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government programs, even though they're illegal, and try to abolish ICE because you don't believe in the law and forbidding police from handing felons to ICE and allowing illegals to vote by the millions and allowing illegals to murder American citizens. The Democratic Party is a party of cheaters. So why should this bother you, AOC? Hashtag cheaters. Get it? In other words, if you believe in the rule of law or you don't, Wayne Root thinks the people that did this are horrible. And as a matter of fact, Wayne Root is going to sue USC because this came home to roost. This scandal's my personal scandal. They hurt my son. My son had the top SAT scores in the nation and the top ACT scores in the nation and the top individual SAT tests in the nation. And my son won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship that only goes to, I think it's 6,000 kids in the entire United States out of 3 million applying to college. It's the rarest of the rarest of the rare. And they asked him, which college do you want it to apply to? You can only pick one. Otherwise, it won't apply. And he picked USC, his favorite college in the world that he's been aiming at his whole life. He wanted to go to USC so badly. And with those grades, he should have gone to Harvard. He should have gone to Yale. He should have gone to Princeton. But no, he wanted USC. That was his choice. He loved USC. He wanted USC. He had a passion for USC. He visited USC. He did everything a human being could do to get into USC. He had every credential and the perfect Harvard Ivy League resume. There's no way USC could have said no. And once he won the presidential scholarship, the chance of USC saying no were zero. Everyone agreed. And guess what USC said? No. They rejected my son. Now I find out not only were people all over the United States bribing their kids way into USC, so they took Hudson's spot, my son's spot, but on top of that, two billionaire families from Las Vegas in particular took Hudson's spot. The Kimmel family, which owns Media Empire and CBS, I think it was a CBS TV station and lots of radio stations in San Diego, they stole Hudson's spot with their kid in Las Vegas. And this this Aziz family, who's a huge casino executive with Wynn and MGM over the last few years and probably close to being a billionaire himself, certainly worth a $500 million or so. Guy made hundreds of millions in stock options, and his kid stole my son's spot at USC. So this scandal was involving two Vegas families that bribed their kids' ways into USC in particular and got their kids into USC this past September. Guess when Hudson was supposed to be in USC? This past September. So they took his spot in the whole Vegas. I'll bet there's only 10, 12, 15 spots for USC kids, and two of them were taken by billionaire families, and they didn't take it from any other kid in Vegas. They took it from my kid, because my kid had the best SAT scores and was probably one of only maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 in the entire state of Nevada, students in the whole Nevada that won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. Maybe he's the only kid in the whole Nevada who won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. My guess is there were a few. If 6,000 win it out of 3 million, that's 6,000 divided by 50 states. So, you know, there could easily be 20 in Nevada, but there's probably hundreds in a California and a New York. In a big state with millions of people, there's probably hundreds. In Nevada, there's probably, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20, 30. But anyway, how many of them applied to USC? They took my son's spot at USC. And let me tell you something, lawsuits are going to be flying left and right, and already they're hitting now. Admission scandal fallout, USC, UCLA are being hit right now with class action lawsuits. Stanford sued, Yale University sued by students amid the college admission scandal. You could bet the Root family is now going to sue. My son will be suing. I promise you, I've never sued anyone in my life. This one has me mad. And I guarantee these are all liberals that took his spot. These kids are raging Trump derangement syndrome lobotomy victims who can't chew gum and walk at the same time. That's why their parents had to buy their way in. Can you imagine a celebrity or a billionaire and you can't get your kid into USC? Wow. How pathetic are your kids? Not as good as my kid. I'm suing. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War Now, USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher. Patriot, love this country, America first, America second, America third, America last, always America. It's the only thing on my list, America, America, America. Capitalist evangelist, love capitalism, proud of what it's done for me and my family. And I'm American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. I fight for the things that matter, that made this country great, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, not Muslim values, Judeo-Christian values made America great. Right? Not Sharia law. And I fight for my beloved GOP. And I fight for the military. I fight for the police. And I fight for small business. Those are the things that made America great. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. The great Edward Stoltz, founder, operator, owner, and stage stall of this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, owned by the great Fred Weinberg. Two of them gave me my shot in local radio, Ed Stoltz, and national radio, Fred. It's the Ed and Fred Show. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham is over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, and the ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. That's 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. 855. So, more in the news. The U.S. now has more millionaires than Sweden has people. What did that tell you about capitalism versus socialism? Sweden is basically a socialist nation. There's more than 10.2 million households in America with a net worth of $1 to $5 million, not including the value of their primary residence. So without their house, they're worth $1 million to $5 million. There's 10.2 million people in the United States with that. Ultra high net worth households, assets between $5 and $25 million, increased to 1.4 million, and those in excess of 25 million grew to about 173,000. That's more than all the people in Sweden. God bless capitalism. And more fallout from that college scandal. Hallmark Channel has dropped Lori Loughlin, she of the Full House fame, who cheated and bribed her daughter's way into USC, and she's another one that probably stole my son's spot at USC. My son earned it with among the best SAT scores in the nation and the presidential scholarship of the National Merit Corporation. And his number one choice was USC, and they denied him, which was shocking to everyone involved. No one could believe it. Well, that's because these people steal the seats. This is the tip of the iceberg. You don't think there's hundreds of people that steal seats at all these top elite universities? Absolutely. Little rich, spoiled brats, and they're all liberal. That's the other part that's missing. The Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of the world probably want to act like, probably, they do want to act like this is a scandal about the rich and about capitalism, and we let the rich get away with murder. No, it's not. This is about rich liberals. Every one of these kids is a Trump hater with Trump derangement syndrome, and they'll all go through college hating Trump, protesting Trump, protesting America, calling America a bunch of baby killers, protesting capitalism, calling our nation racist because they've all got white guilt. And why do they have white guilt? Because their parents bribed their way into college. They know it. And all of them who claim they didn't know are liars. You didn't know. They bought your way in because they had someone else take your SAT exam. You didn't know that? You didn't know you weren't there on the SAT exam day? And how about the ones who were bribed in because they said they were tennis stars? They showed up and they didn't play tennis. You mean you didn't know you were recruited as a tennis star, even though you never played tennis? By the way, two rockets fired at Tel Aviv. Sirens wailing earlier today. Doesn't appear to be a major incident. But I just wonder if that was Ilhan Omar in the background. You could hear it all the way in Vegas. Her and her friends, her and her care friends, Council on American Islamic Relations, shooting guns in the air and giving the Muslim war cry. Is that what it was? It could have been. I'm just asking. You can't get me in trouble because I'm just asking. I'm not stating a fact. I'm just wondering out loud. Does Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib celebrate and shoot automatic weapons in the air every time Muslim extremists have a terror attack around the world? Or any time missiles are lobbed at Israel? Or any time a Jew is killed? Is that them cheering in the background? Just wondering. I'm allowed to ask the question, aren't I? Wayne Allyn, War Now. Be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last three decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in second, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate on Thursday voted 59-41 to end President Trump's national emergency declaration at the border. Republican Senator James Lankford opposed the resolution.
Is it an emergency? Does the president in current law have statutory authority? My answer to both of those things is yes. We need a healthy nation and also a secure nation.
Robert O'Rourke is meeting with Iowans today. This is part of his three-day swing as he announced that he's running for president. The former congressman from Texas joins an already crowded 2020 Democratic field. President Trump was asked about O'Rourke today at the White House.
I've never seen hand movement. I watched him a little while this morning doing, I assume it was some kind of a news conference, and I've actually never seen anything quite like it. Study it. I'm sure you'll agree.
Who's the bigger threat, that O'Rourke or Joe Biden?
I just say whoever it is, I'll take him on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You could speak
speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Ron Corey's book, Tenacity. We're doing the giveaway right now. I never like to tell you in advance. I like to be a surprise, so you can't prepare for it. But if you want the book, give us a call right now, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. The fourth caller will get Ron Corey's book, Tenacity, for free. Let me tell you about it. It's a great book. It's a great Vegas, only in Vegas story. Vegas tough guy. But anybody would love the book. Former Marine, fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him, put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron Corey is so tenacious, he beat them all back. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Multi-millionaire, owner of car dealerships, bars, casinos, you name it. He made it. Came to Vegas with nothing. A former Marine comes to Vegas with nothing and deals cards at the Tropicana and winds up owning car dealerships, casinos, bars, and restaurants. Amazing. Now he's in business with Andre Agassi. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. Story so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. How many people have a movie star to be the voice of their audiobook? Only Ron Corey. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. That's Corey as in C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do it all at Amazon.com or go to Ron's website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. RonCoreyAuthor.com, that's C-O-U-R-Y, Corey. Now, the giveaway, fourth caller right now gets the book, Tenacity. Call 833-WAR-TALK. Caller number four gets a copy of the book free. And if you have any trips planned, Easter coming up, Easter getaways, you want this book. So go to Amazon and grab a copy of Tenacity by my friend Ron Corey. Okay. Christina Layla's with us, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, one of my first stops every single morning, one of my top three stops. I usually go to Drudge and the Gateway Pundit and Breitbart. So you're in good company, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing great. You know, it's a great day to be in Trump land. A lot of great things happening. Although, I, you know, none of the topics that you're talking about today, I'm looking at the list, have to do with this college scandal. But I just wanted to mention to you that my son, smack dab in the middle of this scandal, my son applied to USC last year. He had the top SAT scores in the country, as good as you could get, and he won the National Merit Presidential Scholarship. And the kid is this, you know, swaggering, handsome, unbelievably bright kid with a great personality who started a huge charity in Las Vegas. There was no way he could miss Harvard, let alone USC, and USC rejected him. And now I find out all these celebrities stole his spot at USC. And interestingly, two billionaire families in Vegas bribed their children's way into USC to start September of last year, which is exactly when Hudson should have started. So I'm exploring lawsuits against all of them right now.
Oh,
every
great.
Single one of them. Yeah, every single one of them. USC should be paying for my son's college. These creeps.
Yeah, I wonder how long this has been going on.
Oh, since the beginning of time.
Right.
Since the beginning of time. Scams like this. All the rich have done this since the beginning of time. And you know what's true about them, Christine? I went to Columbia, Ivy League school. Every kid I ever met was working class like me. I'm a son of a butcher. Every working class kid that I met at Columbia was a conservative Republican. And every rich kid I met was a dysfunctional, pot-smoking, cocaine-snorting loser like Barack Obama, mixed up, confused, hated America, called themselves
right.
communists, hated Israel, hated white people, even though they were all white. The most confused, dysfunctional kids I ever met in my life. And they were all guilty at being white and rich. And guess what? Now I know why they were guilty. Because I'll bet you all of them lied their way and bribed their way and stole their way into Columbia University.
Right. It's surprising more to see that something that they actually took action, because I feel like this is just, like you were saying, this has been going on for a long time, and surprised to see that there's actually something being done about it.
Well, the way it was always done was much more subtle. You know, you gave $1 million donation to the school. That's bribery, but it's not
exactly.
a crime. Right? I don't think anyone went so far as this. This was real, serious fraud. I mean, if you're going to let other people take your kids' SAT exams, if you're paying someone to take your kid's exam, that's horrible. That's a crime you should go to jail for. And if you make believe, if you take pictures of athletes and put your son's head on it and make believe he's a tennis star, that's bad stuff, man.
That really
that's serious fraud. That's not the same as paying your way in, you know, by buying the front of a building. But either way, I think all of it is why these kids were guilty. That's the real story. Mm-hmm. All these kids, every one of them I ever met, they all hated America, hated their parents, hated rich people because they were guilty. Now I know why.
Yeah.
All right, now let's talk about some other stories. 12 GOP senators vote against Trump's emergency declaration. Now, it won't matter. It's not enough to overcome the veto. So Trump's going to veto and he wins, right? That's it. He gets the money, correct? That emergency declaration is good once he vetoes, would be my understanding, right?
Yeah, I don't have a full understanding of what happens next. So this is just a resolution to block him. I know there's going to be lawsuits lobbed at him, and this will probably, from what I've read...
Well, it'll go to the Supreme Court, I guess, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so Congress can't do anything to stop him after this. Once he vetoes, that's it. He wins, but now it's got to go to the Supreme Court. But Congress can't do a thing.
No, I mean, I can see the House may try to... they take a move to override his veto, but they need two-thirds.
Yeah. Well, no, they can't. They don't have two-thirds.
Right.
They don't have two-thirds.
They don't have it. It could be a show vote, you know.
But here's the list. Do you have the list there of the Republicans who voted against Trump? Give us the list. Go ahead.
Okay, we have Senator Lamar Alexander, Susan
Rhino.
Collins.
Rhino.
Rhino. Oh, yeah, Susan Collins is a huge Rhino.
Rhino.
He had a Utah. Lisa McCaffrey.
Not a Rhino.
Huge Rhino.
Mike Lee's not a rhino, right? Mike Lee's a good guy. I think he's just a constitutionalist, and him and Rand Paul just believe that there's a constitutional violation.
Right.
Only Congress can do it. So I get the argument. I still think they've made a big mistake, but I get the argument. Okay, continue.
Yeah. Lisa Murkowski, huge rhino. I mean, she's actually a Democrat, in my opinion.
Yes.
Kind of Alaska. Roy Blunt from Missouri. Rand Paul, like you said, I think he's just
misguided on this one.
Carliner. Pat Toomey out of Pennsylvania, Rob Portman, Ohio, Jerry Moran, Kansas, Marco Rubio, of course, Florida, Trump hater, Roger Wicker out of Mississippi, and of course, the biggest Trump basher of all is Mitt Romney.
Yeah, Romney is bad, and Rubio just lost me forever. That's it. I'm done with him. Terrible. But I will say this much. I don't know if you heard today. Trump gave a speech, and he used the exact words from my column from a month ago. I said, Democrats are border deniers. And that's the exact column I wrote and sent to the Trump White House. I think he follows my Twitter account. And so he seems to always say things after I say them. It's amazing. He reads my stuff, and then he quotes me.
Yeah.
And I said, Democrats are border disaster deniers. That was my quote. And I said, the disasters are, you know, human trafficking and drugs and crime and murder and death and welfare. He quoted all that today, as if he was reading my column. Very cool.
Oh, great.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk.
There's definitely a crisis.
Many crises. I quoted 13 different crises. So, Beto O'Rourke. Let's talk about Beto, another Columbia University grad. All bad things come from Columbia except Wayne Root, okay? Obama, George Stephanopoulos, Beto O'Rourke. I'm the only good thing that ever came out of Columbia. Beto O'Rourke announces a run for president and wants to tear down the existing border wall. This guy's funny. Oh, my God. What a commie pinko loser. Wow.
Right. At least he's honest about it, right?
Exactly.
I mean, his fellow Democrats are just saying, well, they actually lie and say, oh, yeah, we want border security or we want immigration reform. But he just straight out came out and told a reporter that he will tear down existing walls. And he denied that there was a humanitarian crisis. There was a huge crisis at the border. Some numbers are saying there's going to be over 1 million illegal aliens apprehended this year on our southern border. And like you said, they're bringing in drugs. There's human trafficking. It's an invasion. Of course there's a crisis. But this man wants to actually not only prevent new walls from being built, he will actually tear down existing walls.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. I just don't... Look, they've all got to be bought and paid for, Christina, by the Mexican drug cartels. What else would explain the odd interest in keeping the border open?
Right.
Right? Even for votes, it's not enough. It's got to be they're getting all your campaign contributions plus cash bribes on the table.
Right.
You know, I'm going to bring it up. If you could bribe colleges, don't you think the Mexican drug cartels could bribe Democratic politicians? Of course they can.
Well, yeah, we just found out that there was a Border Patrol, a former Border Patrol agent who was taking cash to allow, he was giving the keys to help the cartels smuggle in drugs. He was paid, I think, $50,000, and he just got charged. So if they're going to pay off, if the Mexican cartels are going to pay off Mexican politicians, well, it doesn't do any good if they can't get into the United States, where one of their biggest, or if not the biggest, customers, if you will. They have to get into the United States. That's where they make all their money. So
right.
One can conclude that, of course, there are some bribes going on or something's happening. There's what other reason, like you were saying, would there be for them to work so hard to block these walls from being built?
There's no, it makes no sense how irrational their comments are about it, that they don't like walls, they don't like this. Because, you know, I pointed out today, tell me the difference between the college scandal and Democrats allowing illegals into the country and leaving the borders open and allowing illegals to get welfare illegally, allowing them to vote illegally, allowing them to steal American jobs illegally. There's no difference. It's all about the rule of law. Either you believe in it or you don't. Now, I don't believe
right.
any rich person should bribe their kid into college, and I don't believe any illegal has a right to live in a sanctuary city, safe from ICE and safe from police. But Democrats obviously are irrational and hypocritical in their beliefs, right? One's okay and one's not.
Right.
Crazy. Music is on. That means we're coming back. So don't go anywhere, Christina.
Okay.
We'll finish up on the other side. Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. The Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. You can find their top stories trending at thegatewaypundit.com. TheGatewayPundit.com, one of my favorite websites. Great stuff. They tell it like it is. Raw truth. Wayne Root, the Gateway Pundit, Trump. There aren't too many of us that give raw truth, but we got to stick up for each other. We'll be right back. More with Christina and more with Wayne Root. My website, RootForAmerica.com. You can tweet. Find all my tweets at RealWayneRoot, at RealWayneRoot. And you can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We shall be right back. Worn out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors and take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenics.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hey, nice to see my article on Jexit. The Jewish exit from the Democratic Party getting a lot of publicity and headlines around the country. There's a new article out at, what is it, Business Pack Review, Business and Politics. And it talks about Trump pushes Jexodus, Jewish people leaving the Democratic Party. And the article actually quotes my column at the Gateway Pundit. How do you like that, Christina Layla? We're getting a lot of publicity. So good stuff. Good publicity from Wayne Root and Christina Layla. Tag team, good stuff. Christina's the Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. And I also wanted to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Tangible Investments. 35 years in business, in the precious metals business. They've got what I call golden credibility. Discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. Not only 35 years in business, $25 billion in transactions. You know you need to buy gold. You know you need to buy silver. You know you need to protect yourself with wealth insurance. So you got to buy it from someone. You might as well buy it from a company that Wayne Root believes in, that sponsors this show, that has credibility. Tangible wants to prove to you, after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. $25 billion in transactions. They know what they're doing. 800-780-9000. Get a great deal from Tangible. They will not be undersold. All right, back to Christina Layla, Gateway Pundit Assistant Editor. Top stories trending at the Gateway Pundit. So Gavin Newsom signs executive order to halt the death penalty. I find that amazing because Democrats want to mass murder infants at the moment of death. They've never hurt anyone in their lives. Or even after the moment of death. And even after the moment of birth, when they're actually out of the mother's womb, boom, they're on the delivery table, they say it's okay to still murder them. They're innocent little children, never hurt anyone, but they have no problem to ending the death penalty for vicious murderers who kill women and children. It's bizarre, is it not?
Right, and this is liberalism. This governor, a far-left governor of California who was just elected, Gavin Newsom, he held this press conference and he poured out his heart. And he just said that he can't sleep at night knowing that these people are facing the ultimate judgment, which is capital punishment. And so he signed an executive order and he put a moratorium on the death penalty in California. Now, the people who are on death row right now, of course, they file so many appeals and lawsuits that there hasn't been an execution, I think, in over a decade. And but it is interesting that as a leftist, his priority is to protect these vicious serial killers, child murderers, child rapists who are sitting on death row. And he hasn't given a similar speech on all the babies who are aborted daily.
Right. So I see. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say something kind of liberal. If you don't like the death penalty, I disagree with you. I'm for the death penalty, but I can respect you if you're consistent. You know, if you say, I don't want the state to be in charge of murdering someone because I think the government sucks and the government's wrong in everything it does and the government loses money at everything it does and the government makes mistakes in everything it does and most government bureaucrats are morons who couldn't spell cab, you spotted them the C and the A. If you're willing to say that, and you say, I don't want the government to kill someone, I don't want to make that decision because they'll probably make the wrong one, I won't argue with you too strongly because at least you'd be consistent if you said, and I don't support abortion.
Right.
But if you support murdering little children at the moment of birth, how can you then say, I don't want to kill vicious murderers who've been convicted by a jury of 12 people who all had to agree? That's really bad and inconsistent.
Right, and he actually defied the California voters. California voted to keep the death penalty in place, and he just went around them because voters, apparently, the vote doesn't matter these days, and he just signed this executive order anyway.
Yeah, well, they don't care about the voters, unless the voters are on their side. Then if the voters are on their side, oh, it's the greatest thing in the whole world. How could you not listen to them? They're on our side.
Right.
It's very funny. All right, so other big news. Pelosi says lower the voting age to 16. I'm surprised she didn't say lower it to sperm. You know, the moment you're born, you get to vote. I'm surprised, if we let you live. If we don't abort you, from the moment you're born, you get to vote. These people have no shame. Can you imagine 16-year-olds don't know anything about anything? And wasn't that a Michelle Obama speech, Christine? I seem to remember Michelle Obama about 2 months ago gave a speech where she said, we like voters who don't know nothing about nothing, and she laughed.
Right?
And that's exactly. So they want voters to know nothing about nothing. That's a 16-year-old. It's perfect. Remember when you were 16? What did you know about? Nothing.
Nothing. Most 16-year-olds don't have a job. They've never paid a bill or a tax in their life. Or if they do, it's a part-time job. Maybe they're working under the table for something. And what the left is pushing today is free stuff. And free stuff sounds great to kids. So, of course, they're going to go. And Pelosi even said in her own words, they want to capture the high schoolers. Capture them while they're in high school. Because they don't know anything about life. They're young. Their brains haven't matured yet. And so, of course, the Democrats are running out of people who are going to vote for their policies. They're going for the illegal aliens, the welfare state, now 16-year-olds who know nothing about life.
And don't forget, they always make bad decisions. Another point that needs to be made. When you're 16, you do dumb things. You drink when you shouldn't drink. You do drugs when you shouldn't do drugs. You have sex when you shouldn't have sex. You get girls pregnant. You have horrible car accidents because you were speeding. Listen, 16-year-olds make every wrong decision a person can make, but they want them to vote. That makes sense because they'll all choose to vote Democrat.
They'll vote Democrat.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Crazy, man. This country, this world is absolutely crazy. You know, a friend of mine is Jewish, and I'm Jewish, and so he sent me an email today, and he said, you know, I think I know why Jews always make the wrong decision in how they vote. They all vote Democrat, and he's Jewish, so you can't call him a racist. He said, because Hebrew is read backwards. You read it backwards, so they make all the wrong decisions. They do everything backwards when it comes to politics. All right, Christina Leyla from the Gateway Pundit. Thanks for coming on.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you- you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.